This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. On this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, his son, Martin Luther King III, says,
"We are observing this holiday. We got to keep working to save our children. There's too much killing going on in our nation."
President Biden's been addressing the event today.
"We face another inflection point in our nation's history, one that's going to determine what this country looks like several decades from now. You know, this is a time for choosing. Will we choose democracy over autocracy, or community over chaos?"
The president, within the past hour there. President Biden's also the subject of House Republicans' questions. They are demanding the White House turn over all information related to searches that have uncovered classified documents at President Biden's home and former office. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The chairman of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, sent a letter to the president's chief of staff demanding documents and communications related to his lawyer's discoveries of classified information at a Washington office and President Biden's Delaware home.
Congressman Comer also said he wants visitor logs by the end of the month. The White House says President Biden has not independently maintained records of who has visited his residence since he became president. The remains of a man who told his family he planned to ride out Hurricane Ian on his boat last year have now been found on a sunken sailboat. Just into us, authorities say six people have been killed, including a baby, in a shooting at a home in Central California. Authorities are looking for two suspects. University of Georgia offensive lineman Devin Willock and a recruiting staff member have been killed in a car wreck. This is AP News. The World Health Organization is asking Beijing to tell the world more about its COVID situation.
The World Health Organization is appealing to China to release more COVID-19 information. The health body wants to know more about China's wave of COVID-19 infections after the government announced nearly 60,000 deaths since early December, following weeks of complaints it was failing to tell the world what was happening. The Saturday news was the first official death toll since Beijing abruptly dropped antivirus restrictions in December, despite a surge in infections that have flooded hospitals. That left the WHO and governments appealing for information, while the US, South Korea and others imposed controls on China visitors. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The price of gas is $3.30 a gallon today. That's according to the AAA. That's up 2 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.